On Thursday, October 3rd, Campaign Life Coalition will be holding a rally at the Manitoba Legislature to demand the end of public funding for abortions in Manitoba. This is part of the Defund Abortion campaign, with rallies to be held in cities across the country. In response, the Manitoba Federation of Labour is holding a reproductive rights rally. Wendy Saul is the Executive Vice President of the Manitoba Federation of Labour, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you.
I just wanted to start by asking, what do you know about the Campaign Life Coalition?
Well, the Campaign Life Coalition is a spoke of many of the activists out there that try to take away the choice for women and abortion. They're a group that is quite right-wing and attacking women's right to choose.
I did have a look at their website, and it did seem that they're quite organized with branches across the country.
Yes, they're trying to take a page out of the fight in the United States when it came to defunding Medicare. So they thought, oh, well, this is a catchy phrase. Let's now defund abortion in Canada. And so this is where it got its roots from.
And I wanted to ask about that. Why do you think they're taking on the public funding of abortion rather than the broader right to choose abortion?
Well, they've lost that argument decades ago, although we seem to have to keep reminding folks why we have the right to choose here in Canada. And so they've decided to take the attack on the medical front, because it seems that the public seems to be more open to cutbacks on Medicare. So here's one that that they think that they could maybe win when it comes to defunding abortion. But we're here to say that it's a medical right in Canada for women to have access to abortion. It's not a privilege, and there is no law, in abortion law in Canada, so they cannot take the legal route.
And it seems in trying to defund it, they are making it seem like abortion would be an elective or not a medically necessary procedure.
But that's just the misinformed. Abortion is not a form of birth control. It's not an elective procedure. And we can see, without rules and regulations and laws in Canada, and we haven't had any since 1988, that there isn't a big rush. And in fact, abortions in Canada are a lot less than they are in the United States.
Last year in the program, we did speak to the director of the Red River Clinic in Fargo about new laws there that were restricting access to abortion in North Dakota. But in addition to the legal restrictions, we also spoke about economic restrictions on abortion access in the U.S., where without publicly funded health care, poorer women often can't afford the cost of an abortion. Can you talk about why public funding is so important in Manitoba, especially for lower income and working women?
Well, you've really made a significant line there, in that it is the more vulnerable woman that would be suffer if there was no access to abortion. Without access to abortion, you don't have free will, you don't have control over your own liberty and life and security of a person. And in Canada, we have the Charter of Rights. In the United States, they don't. So we are protected, fortunately, under the Charter. But you're right, if there wasn't any funding, those people who are most vulnerable would be the ones that wouldn't have access. And then we're going to go back to the dark days of the hangars and the many thousands of women that were dying as a result of backroom abortions.
And I imagine in those days it was usually poor women that were
dying
as
well. It was mostly those who were without choices, and those who didn't have the ability to go home and have support and family. And it really isn't an elective process. We fund childbirth, and I guess you could argue that is a lifestyle choice. So I don't think that we should be ever even considering defunding abortion.
The Manitoba Federation of Labor is the organizer, one of the organizers of this counter rally. Could you talk about how historically the labor movement has been involved in the fight for the right to choose in Canada?
I remember my, and now I'm dating myself, but I remember my very first conference and the lineup at the pro and the con mics over the very issue of the right to choose. And it's not like, it's like so many other debates when it comes to issues of controversy, but more so in minority issues. You cannot have the majority deciding on minority issues. And so it became very clear through education and the labor movement that the right to choose and is an inherent in a woman's choice only.
Was this challenging? I'm thinking, you know, decades past when the labor movement would have been more dominated by men and less women were involved in higher positions within unions.
Oh, absolutely. There was that struggle. But fortunately, we had some enlightened brothers that were also in the lineups behind us and supported us. And it's like, you know, all segments of society, you know, the women got really vocal. And just, you know, very briefly, if I could, you know, and right after the law that was introduced and the Supreme Court struck down in 1970, the women, in order to get heard, had a caravan that marched from Vancouver to Ottawa. And what was interesting about that caravan is, I mean, along they brought a coffin and they dumped it on the doorstep of Trudeau at Sussex Drive there. The women then went into the House of Commons, although the security guards didn't recognize them because they weren't the ones dressed in black. They were dressed in high heels and dresses, but they had chains in their purses, and they locked themselves and chained themselves to the House of Commons chairs. And it was the first time ever that the House of Commons was shut down. But the women, they started that platform to be heard, and the debate, you know, started there. And fortunately, you know, it was 18 years later that the law was finally struck down, but it started the conversation.
I think it's really important to hear stories about the abortion caravan and the protests in Ottawa, and what a struggle it was to get that right.
It really was a struggle, and it's still a struggle to maintain it, because there are factions in a right wing that want to take this angle of defunding abortion, all under the guise that it's just about Medicare, when in fact it's really about choice and access.
Are there any laws or legal restrictions that could prevent defunding of abortion? Is it something that provinces are required to fund?
Well, actually, the abortion is funded under the Canada Health Act, but abortion is also the only medical procedure that doesn't have accessible and access to abortion all throughout Canada. And we've got Prince Edward Island, for example. There isn't a hospital or a clinic that provides it, so they have to leave outside of the province, which is contrary to the Canada Health Act. So we still have a long ways to go.
And I imagine here in Manitoba, in rural or northern communities, there's access issues as well.
Well, and you're right, and it's like in Canada, most of the population is within 100 miles of the U.S. border. And, of course, it's like all access when it comes to, it's all concentrated along the U.S. border. And you're right, the northern communities, it's very difficult. And there's many hospitals. Only a third of the hospitals in Canada actually perform abortions.
Well, thank you very much, Wendy, for coming in and talking about this.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
I've been speaking with Wendy Saul, Executive Vice President of the Manitoba Federation of Labor, and the Rally for Choice is this Thursday, October 3rd, and it starts at noon and goes till 1:30 p.m., and that's at the Manitoba Legislative Grounds. And there are other organizations, women's organizations and others that are involved in organizing this as well, so it is a fairly broad coalition that's organizing the rally, and there is more information at the Manitoba Federation of Labor's website, which is mfl.ca. And you're listening to Mud and Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.